Beginning February 1st, the Coast Guard and other search and rescue personnel will only monitor and receive distress alert broadcasts using digital 406 megahertz emergency position indicating radio beacons, or EPIRBs. KMXT's Eric Wander has more.
The Coast Guard will no longer monitor 121.5 or 243 megahertz emergency beacons as of the first of next month. In addition, search and rescue satellites will no longer process older model analog EPIRBs that only transmit on 121.5 or 243 megahertz. Robert Davis is a marine science technician at the Coast Guard's Marine Safety Detachment in Kodiak.
On February 1st, the satellite that picks up the 121 signal for the Class A, B, and S maritime EPIRB stations, the 121.5, is basically being discontinued and will no longer pick up the satellite signal.
In anticipation of the change, the digital 406 megahertz became the only frequency approved for use in both commercial and recreational watercraft worldwide on January 1, 2007. Satellite processing from all 121.5 or 243 megahertz EPIRBs will be terminated on February 1st of this year.
Basically, we just don't want anybody with a 121 EPIRB to think that if it goes off that somebody is going to be there to rescue them.
Petty Officer Sarah Francis of the Coast Guard in Anchorage said the new regulations are designed in part to reduce possible false alarms, something that was common with the 121.5 and 243 megahertz frequencies.
Only one out of about every 50 EPIRB hits from the 121.5 and 243s was an actual distress. We seem to have a lot more false positives with that design.
Ted Rogers, owner of Joycraft's marine safety equipment, said he saw sales of the 406 megahertz EPIRBs begin to increase long before the new regulations were announced.
We have a pretty savvy group here in Kodiak.
EPIRB owners are required by law to provide emergency contact information and a vessel description by registering their beacon with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This allows search and rescue personnel to quickly confirm if a distress signal is real and identify what type of boat or aircraft to look for in the event of an emergency. I'm Eric Wander.